Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel here at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis, Missouri. The text is Matthew, chapter 21, verses 1 through 9. The Reverend Rob Wurst is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from the Gospel of St. Matthew, the 21st chapter. When they drew near to Jerusalem and came to Bethphage, to the Mount of Olives, then Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go into the village in front of you, and immediately you will find a donkey tied and a colt with her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, you shall say, 'The Lord needs them,' and he will send them at once." This took place to fulfill what was spoken by the prophet, saying, "Say to the daughter of Zion, 'Behold, your king is coming to you, humble and mounted on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a beast of burden.'" The disciples went and did as Jesus had directed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and put on them their cloaks, and he sat on them. Most of the crowd spread their cloaks on the road, and others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. And the crowds that went before him and that followed him were shouting, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" O Lord, have mercy on us.
Thanks be to God.
In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now, in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Another election year has passed by in which we have set our minds and hopes on earthly rulers. Admit it, you thought about it more than you thought about anything else. Some people are happy, some people are displeased. There is nothing new under the sun. And you will be disappointed again very soon. Earthly rulers have no capacity for giving you any enduring hope, any joy, any peace. It is only the King who comes down from above, who comes among us, who can enlighten our darkness and defend us from all the perils and dangers of this sin-filled world. Look about you. Nature is descending into darkness. It's darker, gloomier at times, gray and cold. The leaves have fallen and litter the lawn. Tree branches stand out in stark relief against a gray sky. The wind cuts more than it comforts now. Nature is dying away. But the church is moving in the opposite direction. We are stepping up from hearing of the last day with its themes of judgment and deliverance. We are stepping up toward the holy feast of the Nativity of our Lord. We are coming to him who is the Savior of the world. Advent is the introit of the Christmas liturgy. We are ascending the steps to the manger which held the body of our Lord Jesus Christ. And so as we ponder on these things and hold them in our hearts, we marvel how our Lord first came to us in such a great humility, born of a virgin, riding on a donkey of all things. But we also marvel that his coming was not a one-time thing. We already know him who is made man and laid in the manger, and yet at the same time, Advent is the beginning of everything being made new again. We do this every year. It's wonderful. Every year, Advent brings new salvation, new grace, light, renewed strength, cheer to the spirit, refreshed hope, and life. It is an answer to our prayer that we pray all year, "Hosanna, Lord, save us." And he does. But this is a penitential time. We are preparing our hearts for the King who came, who comes, and is coming soon. These are days of repentance for sinners who are wearied by the changes and chances of this life, who too often fall into old sins, who do not strive very hard against flesh and world and devil. Repent, O sinner. Repent of the things that darken your hearts and your minds. Repent of the things that chill your love. Repent of the things that harden your eye against your neighbor, whom you ought to love. repent. Look to him who came in lowliness and was born of the Virgin. Look to him who came to descend into the very depths. Christ Jesus came into our stead, rode into Jerusalem on that donkey, stepped willingly under our judgment, was lifted up on the cross to pay the great price of our sin. Great is his forgiveness. His holy, precious blood and innocent suffering and death redeemed you from your bondage and set you free to be called children of God. His resurrection and ascension have brought you out into his holy place, where you will very soon gaze upon his holiness and righteousness. Having once come to save us from our sins and our death, we thank God that he still comes to us today. Yet it is not with glory still. He still comes to us in humility. He comes with his waist wrapped with the towel of his word and sacraments. He stoops down to forgive the sins of your past. He comes forgiving sins that you have forgotten about, except in the middle of the night. He forgives sins that plague you by day. He comes giving strength and obedience for the future. He continues to come in humble means, in his word and sacraments. And thus we pray all the time, "Thy kingdom come." This petition of the Lord's Prayer is chiefly concerned about the Lord's kingdom of grace, while it peers ahead to the great day, the last day, when he comes in glory. But we confess that Jesus is present with us. And his kingdom comes when his heavenly Father gives us his Spirit. His kingdom comes when we believe his holy word and lead godly lives here and soon in eternity. In the gifts of his word and sacraments, Jesus is hidden and yet fully present with us. And in these gifts, we still recognize our Lord, David's Son and David's Lord. And still we sing week by week as he comes to us, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna." Advent marks a new year. And Jesus presses a new year's gift into your hands, the forgiveness of your sins. And with the forgiveness of your sins, he bestows an increase of faith and hope and love. Faith at once weak and strong looks to Jesus for all its good and prays continually, "Come, Lord Jesus, come to us in your word, bestow your grace in your sacraments, come to bring us to the place prepared for us, come to us." And always praying this, we lift up our eyes to the day when we will walk again with him in paradise. We know that he comes again soon with power and glory and honor and might. And this omniscient Lord knows you. He hears you. He comforts you. He gives understanding and hope for all that is to come. Day by day, his coming draws near to us. He upholds his church in these last days when kingdoms and men rise up against her. He protects and defends us against the wickedness of men and devil alike. But soon, he will reveal himself in grace and gentleness to us, in holiness and glory, which he has already demonstrated to us, but without the veil that has hidden him up to now. And so we say, "Come, Lord Jesus." This is our time of repentance. It's not Christmas, but the incense of Christmas wafts on the air. Our faces are turned toward the sun, toward the blessed east, from whence our Lord will come on the last day. We are turned toward Jerusalem, to the cross, to joy, to our Lord and his great salvation, always while waiting, praying, "Hosanna, Hosanna, Hosanna." Amen. Come, Lord Jesus, quickly come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.